RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo met Muslim Students Association. Freeport warns Indonesia of international arbitration. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo invited the Muslim Students Association to the Presidential Palace in Jakarta. The Students Association Chairman Mulyadi Tamsir said in Jakarta Monday that a number of issues were discussed in the meeting that took place on Monday, including the religious blasphemy case involving Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama. He also said that the association expressed its hope on how to resolve issues regarding the people, country, religious blasphemy, and ulama criminalization that have been happening lately. Regarding religious blasphemy, Mulyadi said that the Muslim Students Association, or HMI, urged the government to immediately resolve the case. He also argued that the case has caused political instability. HMI hopes that the criminal cases involving ulamas can also be resolved soon. HMI also hopes that there will be a solution for the social disparity, economic disparity, and legal discrimination. Mulyadi added that what he said to President Joko Widodo is about to carry out justice. Mulyadi claimed that President Joko Widodo has to provide a positive response to the request. President and CEO of U.S. mining giant Freeport McMoRan, Richard Atkerson, has affirmed that his company would take the Indonesian government to arbitration over the absence of a solution to the contractual dispute. Atkerson told the press in Jakarta Monday that PT Freeport Indonesia has sent a notification on Friday, February 17, to Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Ignatius Jonan on the government's default and violation of the firm's contract of work. He said the government could not change the contract of work signed in 1991 unilaterally by allowing export only after it changed its status as Special Mining Business Permit, IUPK. He also remarked that the latest states that the Indonesian government and Freeport have 120 days to settle the disputes. At the end of that period, if the disputes are not resolved, PT Freeport reserved the right at the time to commence arbitration. The government has invited investors and financial firms to build power plants powered by renewable energy in trying to meet the 2020 electrification deadline on Sumba Island in East Nusa Tenggara. Energy sources for the power plants for the Sumba Iconic Island project include solar, wind, hydro, and biomass. Director General of New and Renewable Energy at Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry, Rida Mulyana, said on Monday that there's still a big gap between realization and target, so more investment is needed because the state budget is limited. The government organized an investment forum hoping to attract $189.9 million in private investment to reach the 95% electrification target, with 65% coming from renewable energy by 2020. Electrification reached only 42.67% last year, only 16.5% of which came from clean energy. Under its new manager Luis Milla, the Indonesian national soccer team is scheduled to play a friendly match against Singapore on either March 25 or 27. The match will be a testing ground ahead of the Kuala Lumpur Asian Games in August, where Indonesia has set a lofty goal of winning a gold medal in the biennial multi-sport event. The Indonesian Soccer Association PSSI Secretary General Ade Wellington has said recently, as quoted by Antara News Agency, that PSSI has sent an official mail of request to the Singaporean Soccer Federation and PSSI is now awaiting for its response. Nevertheless, PSSI has had a verbal commitment on the friendly match. Ade confirmed that the friendly match would become part of the country's preparations for the SEA Games. The Kupang police in East Nusa Tenggara province have arrested three men for allegedly producing and distributing fake banknotes. Kupang Police's Criminal Investigations Department head, First Inspector Simpson Amalo, said in Kupang on Monday that the counterfeit money worth more than 30 million rupiah in 100,000 rupiah and 50,000 rupiah notes has been distributed by the suspects in Kupang and surrounding areas. The suspects have been identified as Sylvester Auberi, 32, Jupiter Frederick Billy, 52, and Anton Langa. The police also seized plain paper and printers as evidence. The case came to light when a kiosk owner in Osau village in East Kupang District, Kupang Regency, reported Anton for paying a bill using counterfeit notes. Meanwhile, Bank Indonesia's East Nusa Tenggara manager, Naik Tigor Sinaga, has warned the public to beware of the distribution of counterfeit banknotes, especially ahead of Idul Fitri. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. At least three of four North Korean men wanted in connection with the murder of President Kim Jong-un's strange health brother caught a flight from Jakarta to Dubai on the evening of the attack. This was confirmed by an Indonesian immigration official in Jakarta Monday evening. The suspects, Ri Jae-nan, Hong Song-hak, and Ri Ji-yeon, flew from Jakarta to Dubai on Emirates flight EK0359 at 10:20 p.m. local time last Monday. Immigration Office spokesman Agung Sampurno said in Jakarta on Monday that the details of the four suspects were unclear. Malaysian police said on Sunday that the four North Korean suspects had fled Malaysia after the February 13 attack in Kuala Lumpur International Airport without saying where they went. Malaysian daily newspaper The Star reported the four men had made their way back to Pyongyang via Jakarta, Dubai, and Vladivostok in Russia. Deputy Head of Corporate Communication of PT Astra Honda Motor, Ahmad Mohibuddin, stated that the company is currently waiting for the Business Competition Supervisory Commission's verdict on the alleged motorcycle industry cartel practice. He said in Jakarta on Monday that the company is waiting for whatever the verdict will be from KPPU. Ahmad also said that AHM or Astra Honda Motor has already delivered their facts and a number of evidence that acts as their rebuttal against the allegations issued by KPPU investigators. Previously, two well-known automotive companies, PT Yamaha Indonesia Motor Manufacturing and PT Astra Honda Motor, allegedly violated Article 5 of Law No. 5, 1999, on restrictions of monopoly practices and unfair business competition. both manufacturers have allegedly made a deal in determining the prices of their small automatic scooter products, which prevent customers from acquiring products at a competitive price. The last item. Starting this year, World Football Governing Body FIFA will grant $1.25 million annually to the Indonesian Football Association PSSI in a bid to support the development of football across Indonesia. The grant is part of FIFA Forward, a football development scheme under which financial aid is distributed to 211 members in a four-year cycle, with each country's association receiving each year $500,000 for administration and governance and $750,000 for infrastructure, competitions, and women's football. FIFA representatives have met with PSSI on Sunday to discuss the program. PSSI Deputy Chairman Joko Driono said in Jakarta Monday that PSSI is enthusiastic about the meeting. FIFA Forward was launched in 2016 under the association's new president Gianni Infantino. Besides the FIFA grant, PSSI is also supported by the Indonesian government under the Indonesian President Joko Widodo's vision of football development. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo met Muslim Students Association. Freeport warns Indonesia of international arbitration. Listener, that was the news.
Listener, a commentary to the entitling between the government and PT Freeport Indonesia. PT Freeport Indonesia, PTFI, is an affiliate company of Freeport McMoRan Copper and Gold Incorporation. In its activities, the company mines, processes, and explores ore containing copper, gold, and silver. PT Freeport Indonesia operates in Pratt in Mimika, Papua Province, Indonesia. It markets concentrates containing copper, gold, and silver all over the world. It is said that PT Freeport Indonesia's policy is to provide equal job opportunities to all the community. The company even claims it also upholds the rights of workers in accordance with the applicable law in Indonesia. According to the website of the PT Freeport Indonesia, the company has a commitment to protect human rights and has firmly enacted and enforced human rights policies in the company. But recently, problems have emerged between PT Freeport Indonesia and the government of Indonesia, namely after the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Ignatius Jonan issued regulation related to the concentrate export. PT Freeport Indonesia did not agree and rejected the change of the working contract into special mining business permit. Although the law on coal and mining mineral mining year 2009 states that the working contract remains valid for a period of time, the government requested that Freeport terminated the contract award in 1991 and replaces it with a special mining business permit, IUPK, and short-term export agreement. So far, the government has lost the work contract with the Freeport. Even downstream report in accordance with law on mineral and coal number 4/2009 is still not complied with. Clearly, the company has ignored the law applicable in Indonesia. Freeport argued it has built an activity with 32,000 Indonesian workers, and based on the work contract, the government has received 60% of the direct financial benefit from the operation. According to Freeport, taxes, royalties, and dividends paid to the government since 1991 has exceeded $16.5 billion, while Freeport McMoRan received $10.8 billion in dividends. Up to 2041, the company will pay more than $40 billion to the Indonesian government. Whatever has been said by Freeport, the government must firmly demonstrate that Indonesia is a suffering country. The country oversees import of downstream of the government of natural resources really works. Even if not explored today, in the future it will be very useful for the next generation. The problem with Freeport should be resolved and should not create new problems because the company is headquartered in the USA, a superpower country with a new president whose policy is not necessarily beneficial for Indonesia. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History, a regular segment bringing back interesting people and events from this date in the past as recorded in the history. Let's begin with February 21, 1958, about the referendum in Egypt and Syria. The people of Egypt and Syria, in a referendum on February 21, 1958, approved the establishment of a joint state named United Arab Republic. In addition, both countries' people who chose Gamal Abdel Nasser as a president of the newly established state. Sometime later, Yemen also joined the United Arab Republic. The purpose of establishing a joint Arab state, in particular, was to foster unity among the Arab nations in the face of Israel. In the United Arab Republic, there were separate governments and policies were jointly determined by the sole discretion of a board of appeal. However, the combined state lasted less than 3 years and broke up in 1961. Over now to 1965, Malcolm X was assassinated at the O'Durban Ballroom in New York City. Turning to the events of February 21, 1965, the death of Malcolm X. Malcolm X was a prominent African-American Muslim and human rights activist. On February 21, 1965, when he was preparing to speak at an event of the Organization of Afro-American Unity in Manhattan, a commotion occurred among the 400 people in the audience. And among the audience, one man shot him once in the chest. Two others took to the stage and also fired on Malcolm. Malcolm was pronounced dead in the afternoon. One shooter, members of the Nation of Islam, Talmadge Hayer, was later arrested. Hayer confessed in court as one of the shooters but declined to identify the other attackers. The last is from February 21, 2000. The World Mother Language Day is celebrated for the first time. The International Mother Language Day is celebrated worldwide every February 21st to raise the awareness of linguistic diversity, culture, and multilingualism. The UNESCO designated World Mother Language Day on November 17, 1999 and formally established by the United Nations General Assembly through a resolution published in 2008. The resolution was proposed by Rafiqul Islam, a resident of Bengali who lives in Vancouver, Canada. He wrote a letter to United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan on January 9, 1998 to preserve all languages around the world, which is threatened with extinction. Rafiq requested the day to be held every 21st of February in conjunction with the Language Movement Memorial Day in Bangladesh, which commemorates the students' protests and sacrifices in Dhaka to protect Bengali language as the national language during the ruin of Pakistan in 1952. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is NRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Government Identifies Manpower Need. The government of Indonesia has continued efforts to optimize the employment of vocational education and training graduates. Thus, the government has made the mapping to determine the priority sectors and occupations. Through this mapping, it is expected the government will determine the priority industry sectors and types of jobs that can absorb graduates of vocational education and training. Opening the coordination meeting of education and vocational training in Jakarta last Friday,
February the 17th, as quoted by Kompas.com, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Damir Nasution said that education and vocational training is one of the three main pillars of equitable economic policy. The first principle that needs to be agreed upon is that the government will identify the job and should be matched with the needs on the ground and then design the training. In the near future, the government will prepare the human resources based on immediate need. Minister Darmin Nasution explained that there are government projects that need workers immediately, such as the 35,000 megawatts electricity program and certification of land. There is also a need for the tourism sector, manufacturing, healthcare, transportation, industrial zone, special economic zone, and faith-based schools in the last year's education. About 50 million workers in Indonesia are in positions that have low level of welfare, namely farmers, tradesmen, and manufacturing workers. The government's policy will be focused on improving the welfare of workers who are in the three sectors. Minister Nasution added, in addition to verifying the type of work that is no longer relevant to current conditions, the government will also identify prospective employment and occupations that are and will appear along with technological advancement. The discussion was attended by a number of ministers, including Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto, Minister of Employment Hanif Dakiri, Minister of Agriculture and Special Planning, the National Land Agency Sofyan Jalil, Minister for National Development Planning Bambang Brojonegoro, and officials of related ministries and agency. Well, that was focused today on government identifies manpower need. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo invited the Muslim Students Association to the Presidential Palace in Jakarta. The association chairman, Mulyadi Tamsir, said in Jakarta Monday that a number of issues were discussed in the meeting that took place on Monday, including the religious blasphemy case involving Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama. President and CEO of U.S. mining giant Freeport McMoRan, Richard Atkerson, has affirmed that his company would take the Indonesian government to arbitration over the absence of a solution to the contractual dispute. The government could not change the contract of work signed in 1991 unilaterally by allowing export only after it changed its status as special mining business permit. The government has invited investors and financial firms to build power plants powered by renewable energy in trying to meet the 2020 electrification deadline on Sumba Island in East Nusa Tenggara. Energy sources for the power plants for the Sumba Iconic Island project include solar, wind, hydro, and biomass. Under its new manager, Luis Milla, the Indonesian national soccer team is scheduled to play a friendly match against Singapore on either March 25 or 27. The Kupang police in East Nusa Tenggara province have arrested three men for allegedly producing and distributing fake banknotes. Kupang police's criminal investigations department head, First Inspector Simpson Amalo, said in Kupang Monday that the counterfeit money, worth more than 30 million rupiah in 100,000 rupiah and 50,000 rupiah notes, has been distributed by the suspects in Kupang and surrounding areas. At least three of four North Korean men wanted in connection with the murder of President Kim Jong-un's estranged half-brother caught a flight from Jakarta to Dubai on the evening of the attack. This was confirmed by an Indonesian immigration official in Jakarta Monday evening. Deputy Head of Corporate Communication of PT Astra Honda Motor, Ahmad Muhibuddin, stated that the company is currently waiting for the Business Competition Supervisory Commission's verdict on the alleged motorcycle industry cartel practice. The company is waiting for whatever the verdict will be from KPPU. Ahmad also said that the Astra Honda Motor has already delivered their facts and a number of evidence that acts as their rebuttal against the allegations issued by KPPU investigators. Starting this year, World Football Governing Body FIFA will grant $1.25 million annually to the Indonesian Football Association, PSSI, in a bid to support the development of football across Indonesia. Listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia Broadcasting Daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to the regular Indonesian Wonder. Today we will take you traveling to West Sumatra. Stay tuned. Listener, Kubu Gadang is one of tourism village in West Sumatra province, which is located in Padang Panjang. The village lies on a valley between Mount Merapi, Mount Singgalang, Mount Tandikat, and Bukit Barisan Mountain. Kubu Gadang village can be reached in a 1.5 hour traveling by car from Padang, the capital of West Sumatra province. Entering the tourism village, you will be offered by the beautiful scenery of Kubu Gadang village and greeted by the hospitality of the local people. Traveling to the new tourism village that has just been launched in 2014, you can enjoy a variety of local cultural activities such as silat lanya and makan bajamba, or traditional eating together. Listener, silat lanya is the main attraction in Kubu Gadang village. Silat lanya is one of pencak silat or self-defense martial art from Indonesia. Silat lanya that is showed in Kubu Gadang tourism village is different from other pencak silat in general because it held on the mat of rice field. This attraction was held when the local people will plow the field after harvest season. Silat lanya is led by the local youth who are concerned to the local wisdom. Although it looks simple, the challenge to do the silat lanya in a muddy terrain is difficult and heavy. Aside from silat lanya, you will also get to know the culture of makan bajamba or traditional eating together in Kubu Gadang Tourism Village. Makan bajamba, or also known as makan barapa, is carried by the Minangkabau community by sitting together in a room or a designated place. This tradition is generally held in Islamic holidays and in various ceremonies, traditional, party, and other important events. In Kubu Gadang, you can enjoy the original culinary of Minangkabau with an atmosphere of Minangkabau traditional procession. While makan baradai is similar to makan bajamba, but only with larger scale, and is also accompanied by advice from custom leaders after and before eating. There is also makan bagadang in the middle of rice field, which is usually held after the harvest season. Listener, traveling to Kubu Gadang village, you can also enjoy a variety of art performances, namely dance, drama, cultural attraction, and community events such as Baronde. Baronde is a massively rice harvest activity celebrated with eating together on rice field and several art attractions such as plate dance, Pasambahan dance, and silat or martial art. Then there is also an educational tour for kids, such as planting rice and processing the rice in Haler, as well as other local traditional games. Listener, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder with the topic Kubu Gadang Tourism Village in West Sumatra. Tomorrow, we will be back with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Listener, thank you for still being with us, the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestions or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id and english@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is mencari tiket wisata, or in English, searching for tour tickets. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Mencari. Mencari in English, to search. Tiket. Tiket. In English, ticket. Kelihatan. Kelihatan. Seem. Sibuk. Sibuk. Busy. Mencari di internet. Mencari di internet, words on the internet. Murah, murah, cheap. Saudara-saudara, saudara-saudara, relatives. Kemana, kemana, where to. Dalam negeri, in the country. Luar negeri, abroad. Pantai, pantai, beach. Kuliner, kuliner, culinary. Nikmat, nikmat, delicious. Menemukan, menemukan, to find. Tujuan wisata, tour destination. Beritahu, beritahu, to tell or inform. Ikut, ikut, to follow or to join. Pergi, pergi, to go. Bersama-sama, bersama-sama, together. Menyenangkan, menyenangkan, fun. Tunggu, tunggu, to wait. Kabar, kabar, news. Next is a conversation on mencari tiket wisata, or in English, searching for tour tickets. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Rita and Anna at Anna's house. Kelihatannya kamu sedang sibuk. Kelihatannya kamu sedang sibuk. You seem so busy. Kenapa? Why? Saya sedang mencari tiket murah di internet. Saya sedang mencari tiket murah di internet. I'm searching for cheap tickets on the internet. Saya dan saudara-saudara saya mau berwisata.
saya dan saudara-saudara saya mau berwisata. My relatives and I are going on a tour. Berwisata kemana? Berwisata kemana? Where are you going? Dalam negeri atau luar negeri? Dalam negeri atau luar negeri? Is it in the country or abroad? Dalam negeri. Dalam negeri. In the country. Karena tempat wisata di Indonesia juga tidak kalah cantik dengan tempat wisata di luar negeri. Karena tempat wisata di Indonesia juga tidak kalah cantik dengan tempat wisata di luar negeri. Because tourist destination in Indonesia is no less beautiful than in other countries. Betul. Betul. Right. Pantai-pantai di Indonesia sangat indah. Pantai-pantai di Indonesia sangat indah. The beaches in Indonesia are so beautiful. Selain itu, kulinernya juga sangat nikmat. Besides, the culinary is also very delicious. Kalau kamu sudah menemukan tujuan wisata, beritahu saya ya. Kalau kamu sudah menemukan tujuan wisata, beritahu saya ya. If you have found your tour destination, please tell me. Bolehkah saya ikut dengan kamu? Bolehkah saya ikut dengan kamu? Can I come with you? Tentu saja. Tentu saja, of course. Pergi bersama-sama pasti lebih menyenangkan. Pergi bersama-sama pasti lebih menyenangkan. Going together is more fun. Saya tunggu kabar dari kamu. Saya tunggu kabar dari kamu. I'll wait for your news. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow, with another lesson, I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back again with me, Tari, in our regular Music Corner. For today's edition, we will invite you to listen dangdut songs. So, stay tuned.
Memang hanya engkau ada di dalam hatiku, takkan mungkin ada dua. Kan ku jaga dengan setia janji yang telah terucap, satu untuk selamanya. Hanya dipisah oleh maut, itu janjiku kepadamu. Setia janji yang telah terucap, satu untuk selamanya. Hanya dipisah oleh maut, itu janjiku
begitu indah dan mempesona. Senyumanmu selalu ada dalam hayalku, tak terganti, selalu di hati. Izinkan ku mengenalmu lebih dekat lagi. Masih saja bayanganmu ada dalam pikiranku. Indah pola matamu, sejukkan hatiku. Izinkan ku lebih dekat mengenalmu, lebih dalamkan ku jaga hatiku sampai nafasku berhenti.
Just listen to a new single sung by a dangdut singer Danang, entitled Satu Selamanya. The song, which was released on February 14, tells about a commitment to life together till the end of life. Satu Selamanya was created by Ilham. The music is a pop dut genre. The nuance of the pop music is instantly felt at the beginning of the song. Danang hope the song can be well accepted by dangdut music lovers in the country. In April 2016, Danang also released a new single entitled Bidadari Jiwa. This song tells about an unrequited love. This song shows a Middle East and Malay music which was created and arranged by a Malaysian legendary composer and arranger namely Nah. This song is easy to listen and has upbeat rhythm. Before we go further to know more about Danang songs, let's listen to coming song entitled Bidadari Jiwa. So happy listening.
Separuh mati isimu bagaikan dalam bumi empat penjuru. Biar mati kau tetap kuburu, biar mati kau tetap kutunggu. Dalam hati hanya kamu, jadi ratu, jadi dewi hati. Walau ribut melanda bertahun, walau panas berapi bergurun, tidak mungkin langkah ini tak ku diam dan terkunci mati. Penawar derita sang pencinta, kau bidadari dari langit tinggi, titipan pencinta.
bermain menari dalam jiwa.
A man who came from Banyuwangi, who popular as a runner-up of the academy to Indosiar, the private TV station, has already involved in singing since 2007. Previously, Danang already ran his career as a singer of pop and keroncong genres in several events and festivals. Moreover, Danang also has talent to sing folk songs and dancing many traditional dances. Besides, as a runner-up in the Academy 2 talent show, Danang also won Dangdut Academy Asia 2015, represented Indonesia. The event was a Dangdut talent show followed by four countries such as Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, and Brunei Darussalam. Danang officially becomes a professional dangdut singer and has released his first single entitled Bunga Surgawi in August 2015. The song that Danang dedicated during the grand final of Dangdut Academy 2 was composed by Adibal Gaul. This song tells about a great feeling of love to someone who had been adored. The arrangement of this song shows a dangdut Arabian music which sounds catchy and easy to remember. To conclude today's edition of Music Corner, let's listen to the last two songs from Danang entitled Bunga Surgawi and Birunya Cinta featuring Lesti. See you in the next edition of Music Corner. Sampai jumpa!
Abadilah dalam asmara. setia padamu, hanya menghisap madumu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.